Circuit Court Judge Mark Barnett has issued a preliminary injunction against Initiated Measure 22. That means requirements of the Anti-Corruption Act are placed on hold. Those include establishing an ethics commission, creating a publicly funded campaign finance system, and revising state campaign finance and lobbying laws. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Least Rubinger has the report.
Proponents of Initiated Measure 22 say they are surprised at the circuit court judge's decision to issue a preliminary injunction against the measure. Don Frankenfeld is with South Dakotans for Integrity. That group backs IM-22. Frankenfeld says the group is evaluating their next steps.
It's not final or definitive, but it is a disappointment because this is a decision that could have been made. We were hopeful it would be made in our favor. Our favor means no injunction, and instead the injunction was created. So it's at least a modest disappointment to us and just tells us that we have more work to do.
A group of lawmakers, lobbyists, and special interest groups are challenging the constitutionality of the measure. Senator Blake Curd is leading the lawsuit against IM-22. Opponents of the measure include Governor Dennis Dugard. He says voters were hoodwinked by scam artists who grossly misrepresented what the measure would do. Attorney General Marty Jackley is defending the measure voters approved last month. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.